Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about a biography of maple trees. Traditionally, now is maple sugaring season, time to honor the maple tree, which gives us maple syrup, the treasure of March, and blazing foliage, the treasure of October. But the maple tree has blessings and wisdom to share with us throughout the year about how to live with mindfulness and harmony with our fellow beings. The maples native to our region are the sugar, the red, and the striped or moose maple, although the latter is not much more than a shrub. The red maple is so called because of its clusters of small, bright red flowers that blossom so early in spring that they often drop their red lacy petals on ground still covered with snow. This is the maple whose leaves turn brilliant red in the fall. The sugar maple has been called the most valuable hardwood in North America. Its dense wood is burned for fuel and makes exceptional charcoal. Sugar maple has long been prized for making musical instruments because of its excellent sound transmission qualities. Tough and fine-grained, the wood is also used for furniture, flooring, and cabinetry. Sometimes a natural twisting of the grain produces little knots called bird's eyes, a prized decorative feature. In spring, when nights are freezing but days are warm and sunny, sap flows up the maple trees in such large quantities that some of it can be bled off or tapped. People used to drink this sap as a spring tonic, and no wonder, because it's high in sugars, proteins, and numerous minerals and vitamins. But the main reason to get sap is to make maple syrup. 40 gallons of sap must be boiled down to produce just 1 gallon of syrup. In the lore of our European ancestors, I have yet to find any legends about the maple tree, which is surprising in a heritage that featured many sacred trees like the oak, ash, and birch. But Native American lore contains many tales about the maple's fiery foliage in autumn, which symbolized the tree's power to protect and transform. In an Iroquois legend about the hunting of Nyagweha, the great bear, four brothers chased the enormous creature through the night and finally captured it atop a high mountain. When they had eaten Nyagweha, they looked about them and saw thousands of tiny sparkling lights. They realized they were not on a mountaintop any longer, but up in the sky, and the lights were stars. The bones of Nyagweha then came back to life, and the great bear ran away. The brothers then followed across the sky in what became an eternal seasonal chase, the constellation Ursa Major. Every autumn they captured Nyagweha, the great bear's blood falls from the sky and turns the maple trees red. What meaning might the maple tree have for us today? For me, the maple symbolizes deep awareness of one's place in the environment. I take this meaning from the maple's biological characteristics, which show how sensitive the maple is to the energy flow all around it. In a cold northwest wind, with freezing nights and sunny days, the maple produces an abundant flow of sap. But that flow ceases when the wind is out of the southwest or when a storm approaches. And the maple is so sensitive to heat and light that the flow of sap on the south and east sides of the trunk starts earlier than the flow on its north and west sides. Maples are long-lived trees that grow in mixed forests. Thus, they have to develop strategies for getting enough sunlight to their leaves when competing with other trees. This they do in an elegant way. The bark of a mature maple has rough vertical ridges. If you follow the ridges up the trunk, you will see they gradually curve around in a left-hand direction. Over the years, the maple is actually turning in a slow spiral so that all its branches can receive an equal amount of sunlight, creating a balanced crown. How ingenious! What sensitivity and wisdom adapting to the environment so the whole organism can be healthy while maintaining its place in its community. No attacking other trees to get more sunlight, just a slow, graceful spiral dance. The maple is a tree that intends to live in peaceful, right relationship with other trees. Perhaps maple can inspire you to find ways to be sensitive, mindful, and harmonious as you interact with your environment. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.